Okay, tonight is Monday night, December the 4th, the beginning of St. Talamatar. This is the Gemara Shir, Maseches Moed Katan, Daf Yud Dalet Amud Bet. Okay. Last week, we focused on the topic of Avelus on Regel, and the Gemara had quoted the position of the Gemara that since the mitzvah of Simcha is a mitzvah de Rabin and Avelus is a mitzvah of the Yachid, so Osi Avelus de Rabin umivatel la Avelus de Yachid. That if you began Shiva before Yom Tov, and now Yom Tov arrives, so the mitzvah of Simcha of the Rabbim overrides the Avelus, the mitzvah of Avelus of the Yachid. If the person passed away on Yom Tov or Chol HaShamoed, so then use the reverse logic. Lo Osi Avelus the Yachid. Since the mitzvah of Simcha had already begun, now the question is, does the mitzvah of Avelus of the Yachid overpower it, the mitzvah of Simcha? Says the Gemara, no. The mitzvah of Avelus, which is associated only with the Yachid, cannot overpower the mitzvah of Simcha the Rabin, and therefore Avelus is pushed off till after the Yom Tov. And we discussed a variety of issues. Tonight, we're going to focus on one Tosfos and elaborate as to whether or not there exists a mitzvah of Simcha b'zman hazeh or not. And if it does not, how does that impact Avelus? Last time, we focused on all of the shitas of Avelus, whether it is the Oraisa or not. We presented three opinions. One opinion is that Avelus is the Oraisa or Shiva, and it's learnt out from Vayas Le'aviv Evel Shivat Yomim at the end of Parshas Vayechi when Yaakov dies, and that ignores the Rambam's precept of Nitna Torah V'Nischatcha Halacha, where the Rambam is of the opinion that nothing prior to Matan Torah is legally binding for us. Only mitzvos that are assigned from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Am Yisrael post-Matan Torah. So your struggle is to find every mitzvah that is recorded prior to Matan Torah to find a potential source for that mitzvah afterwards.
That's only the Rambam that holds that?
Not every, yeah, because we read the last time. He was cited by the Ran that who else is the one who said that Shiva is all 7 days? Who was it? Come on, you're the scribe. You know. Read back the court's notes.
Riff.
I said, right, it was the Riff. Right. So the Riff said, obviously he didn't necessarily buy into the Rambams, because he said Yaakov's 7 days of Avelus is binding for us too. The Rambam said no, so he was lucky he found the pasuk in Parsha Shmini of Ochalti Chatos Hayayim Hayitav Be'enei Hashem. And many Rishonim argue with the Rambam, say that pasuk is really talking about Aninus and not Avelus, because it's talking about an Issa Kutchim. And there's no Issa Kutchim for an Avel. There's an only Issa Kutchim for an Onain. But that's what the Rambam said. The Rambam said, first day only is the Oraisa, and whether the subsequent night of Yom HaMisa V'Kvura, and the plus the next night, that was subject to a machlokes the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda, we read it inside. Chachamim said the night is not included in the mitzvah, the Oraisa of Avelus, and Rabbi Yehuda, Adas Yachid, said that it is. Then there was some Rishonim who said that there's no mitzvah Avelus midda Oraisa at all. It's only all midda Rabbana. And that's ma'od mistaber as well, because it doesn't seem to have any pasuk. So let's take a look at the top Tosis on the page, and Tosis is going to flip the spin the circle and say, let's forget about whether or not there's a mitzvah avelus. Is there a mitzvah simcha? If there's no mitzvah of simcha, we're going to have to confront the issue. Why is it that avelus does not take effect on yantiv? If there's no mitzvah of simcha, midoraisa. Says Tosis, asei diyachid, mashma de avelus iko asei de oraisa. Since the Gemara uses the expression asi asei de rabim, v'dochi asei diyachid, the inference is that the mitzvah avelus is a mitzvah asei mida oraisa. Midloka amar v'dochi asei de rabbanan. Since the Gemara, if avelus had only been the rabbanan, then the Gemara could have said, asi simcha de oraisa umivate la avelus de rabbanan. And if the shiva, if the death took place on yontiv, you would write lo asi avelus de rabbanan umivate la simcha de oraisa. Since the Gemara does not choose that expression that avelus is only midrabbanan, but uses the argument of asei de rabin versus asei de yachid, the inference is that what? That avelus is a mitzvah asei midoraisa. So says Tosfos, without necessarily identifying what is the source of that mitzvah deoraisa according to Tosfos. He doesn't tell us. V'hai de ka'omar le'el lo mibaye yimei evlo de rabbanan hainu asiyas malacha. The Gemara, which previously on Daf Yud Aleph identifies avelus as only being mid rabbanan, there the discussion happened to be whether an avel is permitted to do malacha or not. So we said at that time, the Gemara said that he's not permitted to do malacha. But if you remember, if he had nothing to eat, ein lo mayochal, so he could do malacha, or somebody could do malacha for him, whatever the nafgan. That asiyas malacha is certainly only midrabanan and is not included in the isa de oraisa. At best, what is included in the isa de oraisa is only the standard chamisha inuyim, which we would learn out from Yom Kippur. That might be d'oraisa, but the isa malacha would not be, perhaps, the mitzvah, the isa of Talmud Torah probably would only be a din d'rabanan, because it's usually associated with the pasuk in Tehillim, which we recite every Shabbos morning. Pikudei Hashem Yisharim Misamchei Lev. Torah makes you happy. So let's see you smile. Come on, let's see you smile. Torah makes you happy, and it does. So as a result, an ovel is not supposed to be in the category of Misamchei Lev. Misamchei Lev. So he says, Asiyas Malacha, Naftulam ba'asmachta mi v'hofachti chageichem lo'ovel. Ovel, but a'avel guf ho'avelus de'oraisa. Fine. So Tosfos says, Is Asiyas Malacha is only midrabanan, but the essential elements of avelus are de'oraisa, and therefore we can understand the Gemara's terminology of asei de'rabim overpowering in asei de'yafid. However, says Tosfos, miunirali, the simchas haregel nami de'rabanan. The mitzvah of simchas yantiv is only midrabanan. So Tosfos asks on himself, how's it possible? It says, V'somachta b'chagecha, answers the Gemara, answers Tosfos, Hainu b'shalmei simcha. Tosfos is of the opinion in several locations that the mitzvah of simcha is to be performed in only one manner, midoraisa, to bring shalmei simcha, to bring a korban shlamim. Every Jew is obligated to bring two korbanot in the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, an olat re'iyah, to show your face, a korban olah, and simcha, shamei simcha. but not in the context of a korban. The mitzvah of simcha is only midrabanan. Kacha hi shitata tosvot b'chol hashas. Several places Tosfos says that. And as a result, Tosfos asks a question and he has no answer for it. If the mitzvah of simcha is only midrabanan, what question is he asking without asking? What question is he asking without asking? Avela should be chal midaraisa on yontif, because the only excuse which the Gemara says is that asay the rabim assumption is that it's a din d'oraisa overpowers the d'oraisa of avelus. But if the mitzvah of simcha is not midaraisa, you can't have a din d'rabanan superseding a din d'oraisa. That's Tosfos' kasha, and he leaves it as a tzaruch iyun. Leaves it as a tzaruch iyun. And tonight, the whole shir will be to see what are the possible other opinions that exist concerning concerning this. So the Rambam we mentioned last week.
Doesn't he just mean to say that they're both derabanan? I mean,
no, he already just said that Arvelus is doraisa. He said that.
No, but he could say that both. Just like you can learn the inference, the fact that the Gemara uses the lashon of Yachid and Rabim and not Rabbanon de Araisa. So we made the assumption because we have Asmachta Bichagecha, we have Yisach Sameach, that of course is de Araisa.
Right.
So therefore, if we had this question to make any sense, it's also, you know what, by the way, I just realized it's not really de Araisa. So maybe, I understand you could read it that way too, but he's just saying the inference can go both
that
ways.
It would have been so convenient for Tosha to say that, but he didn't. He did not cave in and say, you know what, Avelis is the Rabbanan, and Simcha is only with the Rabbanan. In fact, I have not encountered one Rishon who says that both of them are the Rabbanan. Not encountered one Rishon who says that both of them are only with the Rabbanan. Either they say Avelis is with the Rabbanan, that way find plenty, or Simcha is the Rabbanan. But no one has said that both. That would be easy. That would be a nice way to read it. But it's not what Tosfos is saying.
So yeah. Laws of not doing Avelis on Purim and so on, which are probably the same thing, that would be afterwards.
Right. Avelis on Purim, first of all, Purim does not override Avelis. It's not does not terminate the Shiva.
Right, but you're not supposed to be knowing
Avelis. That's so it's like Shabbos. It, you just not know Heg Avelis.
But it's the Rabbana.
That's correct. Of course it's the Rabbana. Because the whole... No, what do you mean? What's Avelis the Rabbanan?
No, the Purim is obviously Simcha the Rabbanan.
Correct. Purim the Simcha is the Rabbanan. And therefore, so that would be a good explanation. Why can't it overpower? It can't. That's just it. It can't. The Simcha of Purim cannot override Avelis, which is the Oraisa. It's exactly the point. So we make a concession that we don't sit Shiva on Purim. But it counts as the days... And if somebody dies on Purim, they start sitting Shiva right away. They won't. Okay, so Dvarim Shabbatzina, definitely on Noheg. And it's actually a machlokes, the Rambam and the Mechaber and the Rama, whether you should be sitting Shiva on Purim. The Rambam writes you sit Shiva on Purim. Rambam Shit, so does the Mechaber. The Rama says Ashkenazic practice is not to do so.
Same machlokes on Hanukkah?
Hanukkah, there's not one person on the planet who says you don't sit, you sit Shiva on Hanukkah. Because there's no mitzvah of simcha. Even though the Rambam did code a mitzvah of simcha. Everybody asks that kasha on the Rambam. Rambam wrote that there are yemei simcha, but there is no such source in the Gemara that there is a mitzvah of simcha on Hanukkah. It's the Rambam's...
Permi of simcha in the Megillah?
What?
Permi of simcha in the
Megillah? Yes, sure, 100%. Yemei simcha v'mishneh. Yeah. Yes. So... Okay, let's take a look at the famous Rambam. This is, you have to know this Rambam by heart. It's going to be on the test. I promise you it will be on the test. This is Perek Vav of Hilchas Yontif, Halacha Yud Zayin and Yud Ches. Says the Rambam, Shivas Yemei HaPesach, Ushmoines Yemei HaChag, Im She'ar Yomim Tovim, Kulam Asurim Behesped V'tainis. All of the days of Yom Tov are also in Hesped and Tanis. Now, I eulogize or fast. V'chayev Adam liyot bohen sameach v'tov leiv hu ubana v'ishto ubnei beiso v'chol hanilvim alav. Anybody who's dependent upon him who lives in his house. Shine emar v'samachta b'chagecha. Afal pi shehasimcha ha'amur rakan hi korban shlomim. even though the pasuk v'samachta b'chagecha refers to karban shlamim, and even though it does not say anything about karban shlamim in the pasuk itself, it just says v'samachta b'chagecha, but the Gemara makes gzerushava between v'samachta b'chagecha and the pasuk of v'samachta b'chol hatoiv, and that's by Masa Sheni. When you are podem Masa Sheni, you are to take the monies and come to Yerushalayim. And the first thing that you should buy is karban shlomim. If you don't want to buy a karban shlomim, you can buy any other food edible. But the mitzvah lichatchila by Masa Sheni, when you redeem Masa Sheni in Rehovot, why do I say Rehovot? Because they got 70,000 acres of orange groves in Rehovot. So when you redeem your 10,000 oranges that you're supposed to bring to Yerushalayim for Masa Sheni, when you bring the money to Yerushalayim instead, lechatchila you're supposed to buy shlamim, and we learn out hekesh v'samachta v'samach zereshav actually. Nonetheless, says the Rambam, k'mo shivarim nishchunim, yesh bechlal osa simcha l'smoach hu ubanav u'b'nei beiso kol echad ve'echad karo'i lo. Every person in accordance with his what's appropriate for him. The Rambam will explain in a second. I'll just tell you something that's not related to the shir, but you should know it anyhow, to respond to ignoramusai. There is a titanic machloikis whether or not there is a mitzvah of simcha on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur or not. And there is a machloikis of Rishonim as to whether or not Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are mevatel avelus. Some Rishonim say Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are not mevatel avelus, because there is no simcha on Rosh Hashanah. There's no place that says v'samachta b'chagecha on Rosh Hashanah, because in Parshas Re'eh, where the mitzvah of simcha appears, you only have shalosh pamim b'shanah. In all the other locations of the chagim, Parshas Pinchas for the Musaf, Parshas Emor for the Issa Malacha and the Kedushas Hayayim, all five Yomim Tovim are mentioned. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuos. But in Re'eh, where the mitzvah of Simcha and Aliyah the regular is, only Shalosh Pamim, Bashana. So some Rishonim say that Rosh Hashanah is not Mivatel Avelus. And they cite a Machloikis, the Gaonim, and other Rishonim, whether you recite in Musaf and Shachris and Mincha and Maariv of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, V'hasienu Hashem Elokeinu as Birkas Moadecha L'Shalom. So if you look at the Rush says, yes, you say V'hasienu. In addition to Meloich Al Kol Olam Kulu Bechoidecha, you also say V'hasienu Hashem Elokeinu. And there is a mitzvah of Simcha on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Therefore, the Rosh says it's Mevatel Avelus. The Rambam never wrote anything black on white as to whether or not there's a mitzvah of Simcha on Rosh Hashanah. He never did. However, what words would you be Medayik, and you'll exactly identify what the Rav said, which words in this Rambam would you believe that the Rambam believes that there is a mitzvah of Simcha on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? Which words in this Rambam that we read? In Sha'ar Yom Tov. Now, some say that means only Shavuos.
That's a weird way to write it.
That's a weird way to write just Shavuos. In Sha'ar Yom Tov. He should have wrote Chagas Shavuos.
Shalosh Regalim.
Shalosh Regalim, and that's it. But if he writes in Sha'ar Yom Tov, so it must be that the Rambam holds that there is a mitzvah of Simcha and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and we paskin like the Rambam. We paskin that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are mevatel shiva and shloishim. And in fact, this was one of the Rav's most famous splits. The difference between Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot is that Simcha has external manifestations of Simcha. You must eat meat on Yontif. You must drink wine, or you should drink wine, eat meat on Yontif. There is no obligation to eat meat on Rosh Hashanah. There are no external manifestations of Simcha. But Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are only inner manifestations, what's called the Kiyum Shebelev. And why is Yom Kippur considered a Yom Simcha? There is no greater Simcha in Matzvah. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Moichel V'Soleach. When you hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, V'Yom Hashem Solachti Kivarecha, there is an element of Simcha. So that element of Simcha cannot coexist together with Avelus. Therefore, we paskin that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is Mevatel Avelus as well. Is Mevatel Avelus as well.
Is there Korbash Lavan by
you? Nope. No. You don't have to make Aliyah L'Regel. And that's the difference. On the other Yom Tovim, there's external manifestation. The external manifestation, L'chatchila, has to be only Simcha, only Korbash Shlom. According to Tosfos, it's Ma'akevim B'di'evet. Therefore, it's only Midrabban. Yeah.
V'yosim chaschem v'moadechem. Right? V'yosim chaschem refers to Shabbos?
Yes. So could only in the Mikdash. V'yosim simcha, there's no chiyuv of simcha whatsoever in Gulin. Only in Mikdash is there a chiyuv of simcha. And that's why the Sasfard got it all wrong. They say yismuchu b'malchuscha for Ma'ariv, for Shachris, for Musaf. Ashkenazim only say Yismuchu b'malchuscha to Musaf. Shachrus we say Am b'kadesh yeshivi, but we don't say the opening line Yismuchu b'malchuscha Hashem b'shabbos b'kariyane. Why? Because there's no chiyuv of simcha. Musaf is to commemorate what took place in the Beis Hamikdash, so therefore we highlight that Ashkenazim and say the phrase Yismuchu b'malchuscha only because of Yom Simchaschem is only in the Beis Hamikdash.
It's weird you learn the Avelus, the Anuyim for Avelus from Yom Kippur.
That's correct.
And yet that Avelus is being stopped by Yom Kippur.
It's interesting. It's a good point. But because you also say you could have learned it from Tisha B'Av. But Tisha B'Av we learned from Yom Kippur. That's all. Yeah. But it has a different origin. It's a different Yom Kippur, it's a different origin. It's not Avelus on Yom Kippur. Right, it's right. No Avelus.
Right.
So that's the Rambam Shita. So we have the two extremes. Tosis that there is no mitzvah whatsoever. Rambam, there's a mitzvah saseh midoraisa, even v'zman hazeh. If, however, take a look at the Ran on page number 3. Take a look at the Ran on page number 3. He is the in-between opinion. So this is commenting on the Mishnah in the fourth parak of Sukkah, where the Mishnah in the fourth parak of Sukkah says, Lula va'arava shiva, shisha v'shiva, and hasimcha is shmoina, 8 days of simcha. Says Rash, says the Ran, what is hasimcha? Le'echol b'sar shlomim. Simcha means, when we say that there's a mitzvah of simcha, all the days of Sukkot, it means to eat korban shlamim. The kaimelon b'psachim, b'zman beis hamikdash kayim ein simcha ela b'basa, shene emar v'zavachta shlamim v'achal tasham. That you should slaughter a korban shlamim and eat it. V'yaf agav d'ahai krol lav b'regolim k'siv. Even though that pasuk is not talking about Yom Tov, the Bahar Grizim u'Bahar Eivol k'siv, it's written in the context of the covenant that was established at Har Grizim and Har Eivol, miu b'regolim simcha k'siva. The word simcha does appear by Yom Tov, as it says v'samachtu b'chagecha. V'afal gav d'chi mikla b'shabbos b'yom rishon e efshar b'shlamim. What happens in the first day of Yom Tov comes out on Shabbos. You can't be shechting a korban shlamim on Shabbos. Shabbos is an isa d'oraisa to shech. Ef shar de lemishchatinu b'Shabbos, velo lemishchatei nami be'erev Shabbos. You can't shecht a korban on erev. You could shecht the korban, but it's not called Shalmei Simcha of Yom Tov. Shalmei Simcha of Yom Tov have to be slaughtered on Yom Tov. So the mere fact that you have Psar Shlomim on Friday, that's nice. But that's not a kiyum in Simchas Yom Tov. You have to shecht it and eat it on Yom Tov. Mishum de be'inon zvicha b'sha simcha. The nafgalon, we learned that in Maseches Pesachim. midachsiv is zavachta shlamim ve'achalta shom v'samachta. So I might have agreed with Tosfos that in the absence of shlamim, there's no mitzvah of simcha. He says, afilu hachi isa l'simcha bebasar shel chulin. There is simcha with sweetbreads, rib steak, chopped liver. O b'shar mine smachot shelo amru ein simcha ela bebasar. So he says the mitzvah min amuvchar is to take korban shlamim. In the absence of korban shlamim, eat regular meat. So korban shlamim is only a mitzvah min amuvchar. He is the intermediary opinion about the mitzvah of simcha. So there are three opinions.
What was the Rambam's version?
That there's a mitzvah midoraisa of simcha.
Applying to everything.
Everything. Exactly. Everything.
All the stuff that we do on the next halacha.
Correct. Buy your wife jewelry. Buy your kids candies. Yeah. Now, there is a major issue raised by several Rishonim. Let's take a look at page number 4 and then page number 5, and we will develop the question together. You will develop the question together. The Gemara in Psachim says the following: Leima Mesayile, V'hayisa ach sameach lirabos Lele Yomtov Ha'achron L'Simcha. The phrase "ach" is a word which always generally means to what? To eliminate, to be mema'id. That if you have a category and the word "ach" appears, so whatever statement follows the "ach," it is mema'id from that category. Like it says, Ach Bayom Harishon Tashbisu Sa'or Mi Batecha. So the Gemara in Psachim Amdav Heyom Ed Aleph tells us that the word Yom Rishon in that pasuk does not mean the first day of Yontov. It means Erev Yontov. That when do you have to get rid of your chametz? On Erev Yontov. But the Torah doesn't write Bayom Harishon Tashbisu Sa'or Mi Batecha. It says Ach Bayom HaRishon. What do we do with that ach? Not the entire first day has to be chametz free. Only half of Erev Yontiv has to be chametz free. When does the Isa chametz begin mid the Oraisa? Erev Pesach at Chatzos. How do I know that the first half of the day you're allowed to eat chametz and have chametz? Because it says the word ach. So it is mima'ed. It reduces the category of Bayom HaRishon Tashbisus or Mibateicha. That's typically the function of the word Ach. In this case, the word Ach is used Lirabos. And I'll tell you, many of you might have heard the Gaon, famous Vilna Gaon. Why? We'll explain it in a minute. So the Gemara asks, what do I darshan from the word Ach? Could have said V'hayisa Sameach. What does it mean, ach sameach? Lirabot, to teach you that the night of the 8th, the night of Shemini Atzeres, there is a mitzvah simcha. Because there is no mitzvah aliyah l'regel on Shemini Atzeres. It's only Sukkos, Pesach, and Shavuos. If you go Sukkos, you don't have to come back on Shemini Atzeres. Shemini Atzeres is a tashlumin of Sukkos. If you did not come during any of the days of Sukkos, and you came on Shmini Atzeres to the Mikdash, there you can make up your obligations of the first day of Sukkos and bring your korbanot of the Yom Tov. But there is no chiyuv independently. So the Gemara says that this mitzvah is lirabos, this word ach is lirabos. Ata omer leila Yom Tov ha'achron, o eino elo leila Yom Tov ha'rishon. Maybe it comes to include that the first night of Yom Tov, there is a mitzvah of Simcha. Why would I need a pasuk to tell me that there's a mitzvah of simcha the first night of Yontif? Why would I need a pasuk to tell me that I need a pasuk for the first night of Yontif, for the mitzvah of simcha? Why? Because you can't bring a karbon shlomim at night. Beis HaMikdash is closed. So therefore, zvicha b'shas achila is only begins first day of Yom Tov. So maybe the word ach is not to include the last night, but it's to include the first night. Talmud loymar ach chilek. Ach chilek. Now I'm going to use the word ach in its typical fashion. Namely, to eliminate.
Reduce.
To reduce. The first day of Yom Tov has a mitzvah of simcha, but the first night of Yom Tov does not have a mitzvah of simcha. Ask the Gemara, why not? Lav mishum de ein lo bame yismach. Is it not on account of the fact that what? That there is nothing else to, there's nothing with which to be misameya. Because you can't bring it Erev Yontif, and you can't bring it the first night. Answers the Gemara, lo. No, there's a different reason. Kidetoni ta'ama. Ma ro'is l'rabos leile yomtav arachot ula hotzi leile yomtav arishon. Why do I decide to include the last night and to eliminate the first night? Answers the Gemara. Mar ba'ani leile yomtav ha'acharon shiyesh simcha lefanav. There is a way to eat kachim Shmini Atzeres night. How is there a way to eat kachim Shmini Atzeres night? Shechted on Hoshana Rabbah. Shechted during the day. How long are you allowed to eat karban shlamim? 2 days and one night. So the day of what? Hoshana Rabbah, the night of Shmini Atzeres, and the day of Shmini Atzeres, there are your 2 days and one night. And I limit ulahotzi lele yomtov harishon she'ein simcha lefanav. But I eliminate the first night of Yom Tov because there is no way possible to be mekayim the mitzvah of simchas yomtov. Shechting it on erev yomtov is worthless. Shechting it at night is impossible. Therefore, there is no mitzvah of simcha at night. Fine. So, but now before I challenge you to get the Gemara's, the question which I want to discuss, I just want to tell you what the Goon once said. Goon is the Goon. The Goon says that the Ach means a miut even in this Gemara. Why? To some extent, Shmini Atzeres is part of the Yontev of Sukkos. After all, that's why it's called Shmini Atzeres. Because there are 7 days that precede it. Of all of the mitzvot of the Yom Tov of Sukkos, only one mitzvah remained. What are the mitzvot of the Yom Tov of Sukkos? Titin the Sukkah, take Arba Minim, and the mitzvah of Simcha. Says the Gaon, V'hayisa ach sameach. All the mitzvos of Sukkos fall away when you come to the 8th day, with the exception of the mitzvah of Simcha. The mitzvah of Simcha still exists on the Yontif of Sukkos. Shmini Atzeres. And in fact, the Rav once said that if somebody on Shmini Atzeres did not say in Shmona Esrei, Es Yoim Shmini Atzeres HaChag Hazeh, the way the Marshal says it. Es Yoim Shmini Chago Atzeres Hazeh, the way the Mechader says you're supposed to say it. Or Es Yoim Shmini Atzeres Hazeh, without the Chag, the way the Ramah says it. But you said, Es Yoim Chag HaSukkos Hazeh, the Rav said you wouldn't have to repeat Shmon Esrei. Because Shmini Atzeres, part of the mitzvah of Sukkos, extends till Shmini Atzeres. It is the 8th day of Sukkos for the mitzvah of Simcha. Therefore, he said, the Mishnah Berurah says, no, you have to repeat the Shmon Esrei. But the Rav always said, you don't have to repeat it, because it still is Chag HaSukkos for the mitzvah of Simcha. Anyhow, why do I ask you to look at this Gemara? Why do I ask you to look at this Gemara in light of Bayit Katan, your Dalet Amud Beis? What?
Simple as Doraisa.
No, that's not why I'm asking you. I didn't need this Gemara to prove that Simcha's Doraisa. Much more powerful question. Much more powerful question.
First night of Sukkot, there should be Avelos.
Ah! First night of Yom Tov, there should be Avelos. Why should there be Avelos? Because there's no mitzvah of Simcha. That question is asked by many, many Rishonim. Many Rishonim. And the Ravid quoted, supposedly, by the Minchas Chinuch, I have the Minchas Chinuch, he only quotes the Ravid in a different area, but I'm going to tell you how I apply it. So that's question number one. How come there is no mitzvah of Avelos if the mitzvah of Simcha midoraisa doesn't apply? So now, Moshe, some say, okay, you know what? There's no mitzvah midoraisa of Simcha, but a mitzvah midorabbanan there is. And according to the Rambam, there is a mitzvah of Simcha. How do I know that the Rambam would hold that there is a mitzvah of Simcha the first night? How would I know that the Rambam would ignore this Gemara based on the Rambam we just read? Did the Rambam distinguish between the first night and... No. What did he write? All 7 days of Yom Tov, all 8 days of Sukkot, 7 days of Pesach, in Shari Yom Tov, if there was no Simcha, the Rambam, it would be incumbent upon the Rambam to say, Chutz Milele Yom Tov Arishon. So all of the Noisei Kalim believe that the Rambam holds against this Gemara, and that there is a mitzvah of Simcha at night. So the Rambam, no kasha whatsoever. The Rambam, no kasha. Another way to look at it is that there is no mitzvah simcha midoraisa, but there is a mitzvah simcha midorabbanan. Mitzvah simcha midorabbanan. Therefore, we know why there is no avelos. Because unless you accept the riff that all 7 days are daoraisa, if you don't accept the riff, which day of Shiva is the Oraisa? Only the first.
Which is always,
which
Erev,
is
always Erev Yontif.
It's got to be Erev Yontif, at best.
It's going to be Erev.
At best. And we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda that the first night is dragged along with the first day. We don't paskin. We paskin like the Chachamim, that the first night there is no mitzvah of Avelus mit the Oraisa. So therefore, you have a mitzvah, a say dirabbanan of the rabbim, which overrides the asay diyachid of what? Of avelus. But they're both midirabbanan the first night. They're both midirabbanan the first night. That's how some rishonim answer.
If someone passed away in the first night of Yom Tov. First night, so does it get pushed off or doesn't it?
No, because you can't bury him.
Or an oni.
There's no oni. You can't. There's no aninus either.
Right, but it's not
because you can't bury him.
Not avelus.
If you can't, it's only you can't trigger. You can never trigger avelus unless you can bury somebody. If you can't bury somebody, there's no way to trigger avelus. No way.
What's the status in the Koran this Gemara of Yom Shmini Atzeres? We needed Ach Sameach just the night of Shmini Atzeres.
Correct.
Is the day itself already included?
Automatically included.
So the Havamina was that
the night, only the day would be?
That Hoshana Rabbah, sunset, there's no simcha.
No simcha
for that period of time?
That's correct, for those 12 hours, 10 hours, whatever it is.
That's the Havamina.
That's the Havamina Gemara.
What about the idea of low plug? I mean,
okay, they could have said that. The Gemara could have said
same
that.
Same thing with the first day.
Yes.
Does everyone agree? Shmini Atzeres itself, there is simcha.
Yes, 100%. Comes along. That's question number one. What happened to the first night? Please go to page number 5 for a minute. An incredible Gemara. Of a Karamel statement of Abaye. This Gemara in Kiddushin is talking about women's exemption for mitzvahs asei shehazman grom. How do I know that women are exempt from time-bound mitzvot? So the Gemara says we learn it out from tefillin. We learn it out from tefillin. What does tefillin have? Tefillin has a feature that it's zman grom. Because you know, there's no mitzvah of tefillin at night, only during the day. Now I compare tefillin to Talmud Torah, because tefillin and Torah are in the same parsha of Shema. You have Vishinantam Levanecha V'Dibartavam, and then it says Ukshartam Lios Al Yadecha. Just as women are exempt from formal mitzvah of Talmud Torah, so now I compare tefillin to Talmud Torah. And then I go one step further. Just as women are exempt from Talmud Torah, and now they're exempt from tefillin, and tefillin happens to be a mitzvah asei shezman grama, so now I posit that women are exempt from all mitzvot asei shezman grama. So the Gemara asks the following question. V'harei re'iyah. What about the mitzvah of aliyah l'regel? Aliyah l'regel. Would you say that the mitzvah of aliyah l'regel is a mitzvah sasei zman grama? Of course, but only twice, three times a year. The mitzvah sasei zman grama, and nonetheless, v'ta'ama d'kosov rachmana zichurcha. The Gemara in Chagiga darshins the pasuk which says, Shalosh pamim bashana yira'eh kol zichurcha. Darshins the Gemara zichurcha only your male. The male is obligated in the mitzvah of aliyah l'regel. Asks the Gemara halav hachi. Without this drash, you would come to the conclusion that nashim chayavot are obligated in the mitzvah of riyah. Why? It's a mitzvah sasei zman grama. Must be that what? Women are chayav in mitzvah sasei zman grama. Otherwise, I would never need a special pasuk to eliminate the mitzvah of ri'iyah. Answers to Gemara Itzrach. I still need it. Sal kedaita chamina, I would have imagined, neilif ri'iyah, ri'iyah mehakel. I might have, if not for the special pasuk, I would have said that women are indeed obligated in the mitzvah of re'iyah, despite the fact that typically they are not obligated in mitzvah sasei zman grama. Why would I think that mitzvah, that they're obligated in mitzvah of re'iyah? Because I would compare it to hakel. The word le'ra'os appears by hakel as well. So I would say, just as women are obligated in hakel, and it's black on blue in the pasuk in Parshas Vayelech, that women are obligated in hakel, so then I would say that they're chayiv in re'iyah as well. Fine. So therefore, re'iyah is not a good paradigm to establish it as an obligation of what? Of women's obligations or exemption of mitzvah sasei zman grama. Ask the Gemara, the adeyalfina mitfilin liptura. Why do I compare all mitzvot asei zman grama to tefillin to exempt women from mitzvah asei zman grama? Neilif misimcha lichiyuva. Let us what? Compare all mitzvot asei zman grama for the mitzvah of simchas yomtov. Women are obligated in Simchas Yantav despite the fact that it's what? Zman grama. So I should compare every mitzvah sasei zman grama to the mitzvah of Simcha and mandate that women today should observe all mitzvot sasei zman grama. Omer Abaye, Isha ba'alo misamcha. What do you think Abaye's answer is? What do you think Abaye's answer is?
She is still chayav, but the mechanism by which she is...
Say it sharper. She is not chayav. Who has to make her happy? Her husband. But she has no independent obligation of simcha. And all we show him say, the nafkamina would be a single woman. What happens if you have a single woman? Oh, she's not chayav. There's no one to be misamecha. That's it. There's no one to be misamecha. Because the definition of the mitzvah is, according to Abaye, that your husband has to be misamecha.
Why do women have to be having simchas on yantiv?
Why not?
Why do they? Why do
they? Why not? To be happy on yantiv, like you and me. Did they not?
Okay,
did they not go out of Mitzrayim? Did they not have sukkahs? Did they not receive
the
Torah?
I mean, doesn't have to be a mitzvah though.
Why not?
I don't know why. Yes, I'm not sure. There's a lot of things that they.
The burden of proof is upon you. They're not obligated. They're always obligated unless you can say why. They're not obligated. So if there is no source to exempt them, they're obligated. Here, says Abaye, they're indeed not obligated. So what question do you want to ask? Why am I showing you this Gemara?
So what happens when they're an Avelis?
Ah! A woman who becomes an Avel should sit Shiva on Yantiv. Because there's no mitzvah of Simcha. And that question was asked by the Ravid. Asked by the Rebbe. He asks that. If you will take a look for 1 second now, the Rebbe paskins like Abaye. Go back to page number 2 for a minute. Go back to page number 2. This is the Rambam in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Chagiga. So the Rambam is describing the mitzvah Aliyah LeRegel. Shalosh mitzvot asei nitztavu Yisrael b'chol regel mishalosh regalim. The Elohim ha-ri'iyah to appear in the Beit HaMikdash shenemar yero ekol zechorcha v'ha-chagiga shenemar tachog l'Hashem alotecha v'ha-simcha shenemar v'samachtu b'chagecha. Now, look at the last line of the Rambam. V'nashim chayavos b'mitzvah zu. Women are obligated. Okay, nice. The Rambam says women are obligated mitzvah simcha. Look at the Ravid, Hasagas Ravid. V'nashim chayavos b'mitzvah zu. Amar Avraham, lo b'korban. They're not chayav in korban, elo b'simcha. Shetismach im ba'ala sheta'ale imo, her husband who accompanies her to Yerushalayim, vehu yismach uta. He should what? Make her happy. She doesn't have to buy him anything. Nothing. She doesn't have to buy him any pizza, she doesn't have to buy him a hamburger, she doesn't have to buy him a sefer. Nothing. He has to buy her jewelry and clothing, kefi haraui la. So the Rebbe paskins like Abaye. Women are not obligated in the mitzvah. Women are not obligated in the mitzvah.
Well, why do you read it like that?
Because he writes.
I would.
Nehu yismach ota.
Okay, it doesn't mean. I would say it differently. What Abaye is telling us is that they are chayav in simcha, but the mechanism by which they satisfy their simcha is different. He doesn't say the words, they're not chayav. He says they have to get simcha. The way they get it is different.
No, what happens if you're not married? What are you going to do?
Okay, that's a separate question. But to say that...
No, but that's... You have to form a category, a definition. If a woman... Let's assume the husband doesn't want to be misameyachar. Will she have failed to be mekayim mitzvah saseh?
I would say yes.
Then why would Abaye have to say the husband has to be misameyachar? What does he need that for? Just say she's chayav in simcha on her own. So, in light of this, take a look at the Minchas Chinuch. Take a look at the Minchas Chinuch. Now, this mitzvah, Tav Kuf, page 7. Page 7. Now, yeah, page 7. So the Minchas Chinuch writes in Mitzvah Tav Kuf Ayin Hey. I'll tell you, the mitzvah here that he's talking about is the lav of Baal Te'acher. That if you make a neder, lo te'acher l'shalmo. Not only is there a lav if you never fulfill your neder, but there is also a lav, that's lo yachel devaro, don't desecrate your word, but if you delay fulfillment of your neder, you violate a lav as well. Lo te'acher l'shalmo. Don't delay to pay. So there are several opinions as to when you violate lo te'acher l'shalmo. The majority opinion is that you need shalosh regalim to lapse, and then you will violate lo te'acher. Because in the time of the Torah, nidarim and nidavot usually were to whom? No, to shuls, to the Beis HaMikdash. So the Torah always gave you the shalosh regalim when you were coming anyhow as an opportunity to redeem all your nidarim. If you remember the pasuk in Parshas Emor, after the Torah quotes Sukkos the first time, it says, Levad minidrechem v'nidvoseichem asher titen l'ashem dvar yom b'yomo. Fine. Then the Torah wakes up and says, Ach, ba'as b'chem is t'vus ha'aret, t'chaygus, chag Hashem Hashem, l'kachtam chaymi. So why is Sukkot? That's not my discussion now. But anyhow, Ach, ha'toysvis b'sug yizu kosmul ha'epech. The Imchala, what? He talks about a situation. If somebody was sick during Yom Tov and he couldn't come to Yerushalayim, are those Yomim Tovim held against him for the purpose of what? Of violating Baal Te'acher. Achatoisvis besugizu kosvul lehepeh. The imchala biregalim eino over Baal Te'acher gamkein leachar gimel regalim ayin bedivreiv. That if you are sick for all three Yamun Tovim, you will not violate Baal Te'acher having not fulfilled your neder. Ulfize nira, to hu adinim beregel echad chala, o shelo hayar chol lahavi, or he couldn't come to Yerushalayim, o shelo ba, efshar de ein regel ze mitstarif legimel regalim, ubeina gimel regalim. Shebechol regel gihi ra'ui. You have to have the theoretical possibility for what? To come for three Yomim Tovim. What? Ah. Now what happens according to one opinion who says the three regalim have to be in their order? Namely, what is the order? Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkos. So if one day after Pesach, I made a neder, one day after Pesach, now Shavuos passes by, I don't redeem my neder. Sukkot passes by, I don't redeem my neder. Nothing will happen. You have almost 2 years. Now what has to lapse? Another Pesach, a Sukkot, a Shavuos, and a Sukkot. So after a year and a half, I will now violate Baal Te'acher. So now he will ask that question. What happens if I was sick for one Yom Tov
during that cycle?
During that cycle, do I now have to repeat the entire cycle in order? Okay, fine. Not interested in that now. Now. He later goes on. I will tell you where to look. It's, you see the second bracket? The end bracket? It's two lines above it. At the beginning of the line, sixth word. Vihinei. You should be able to anticipate where he's headed. Where he's headed. Vihinei. Leshitas harayve behilchas chagiga. The Svirleka baye. That the rayved in hilchas chagiga, we just read it. Who said that the halacha is like a baye. The ein hanashim chayavot besimcha. So the Minchas Chinuch also knew how to learn a little. One of the few Chassidish guys who knew how to learn. Right? That's not my quote. That's the Rav's quote over. Right? Mikol makom. No, excuse me.
In Cain.
Ein hanashim ofrim ba'aseh. Ubelot ta'as debal ta'acher. Women will never violate this love. Why? Because they never have to come to Yerushalayim. If what triggers the violation of delay is having the obligation and opportunity to come three times, well, women are never obligated. So they should never be chayiv violating the law of Baal Ta'achar.
You just equated the mitzvah of Simcha to the mitzvah of Re'iyah?
Yes.
Just calls a
chorcha. She's going to be with the husband. Husband
calls a chorcha with her husband. Yeah. The ayin, the sefer, turei even the herich, the afilu l'shitas harayvim mikol makom b'tzidkus ukedoymev the avrim la'alter ve'enil tola bilagalu. Forget about it. I don't care about that. I don't care what he comes up with others. But what did he propose? That women are not going to violate the law about Baal Ta'achar. So there are some achrayim, I forgot to photo it, who claim that according to the Minchas Chinuch, who believes that they will not violate Baal Ta'achar, the Minchas Chinuch would say the same thing, that women, according to the Ravid, should be mit'abel on Yom Tov. Because they're not involved in the mitzvah of Simcha. Not involved. If it can exempt you from an Issa da'oraisa, it certainly can exempt you from a mitzvah and a rabbanan of being misabed. And there is no counter argument to it.
According to Abaye, do I have a chiyuv d'oraisa to be misameich my wife?
Yes, I have it, not my wife. Okay. I have the mitzvah.
Okay, so then if she's an avelis, I can't be mekayim that mitzvah d'oraisa.
Probably yes. Yeah. At the end of the Minchas Chinuch, look what he writes. I just bracket it because it's so cute. U'mitzvah zu l'madati koydim chag ha-pesach. And I happen to have studied this mitzvah right before Yom Kippur. V'hayisi mutrad bar. I was so busy. B'tir das chag ha-koydesh. In the preparations for Yom Tov, he was the one who was vacuum cleaning. The gam hayisi mitultal minava lenava lechod achad. I was going from one house to the next, from this child to that child. Therefore, lo yanti heitev. I didn't really analyze this mitzvah terribly thoroughly. Ubeezes Hashem yisbara od chazon lemoed. There will come another time when I will have a chance. He only wrote 10 pages on this mitzvah, but I didn't analyze it terribly well. It just shows you how honest he is. Had he not said that, no one would have a hava mina. They didn't analyze it well. Just is a very. I've never ever seen something like that in my whole life. Never. Never seen something like that. Yeah.
The mitzvah of Simcha, is it only every day of Yontif and never each night? Meaning when you have when we say the 8 days of Yontif, so 7 days of Pesach, is it only the daytime? Or is it an each?
No, it's night as well, because you have the opportunity to eat the Kodesh Shlomim that you brought during the day.
Except for the first night.
Yeah, that's what we said.
So again, yes. then why do I need someone to tell me that I have to have Simcha? Even if there was no Shmini Atzeres, it was a Yom Chol, I'm still going to have Shami Simcha left over. I'm able to eat my Shami Simcha that I brought the last day. Like, for example, the next day, last day of Pesach, the day after Pesach.
There's no mitzvah Simcha.
Even though I'm eating, and let's say I still have Shami Simcha left over.
So it's just a mitzvah of eating Kodem Shlomim. But it's not the mitzvah Simcha Yantiv after Yantiv. Kodem Chagiga is a mitzvah to eat.
So therefore this...
But because you brought it, there's no parallel to the zavachta v'yachalta. The Korban Pesach we shech during the day, not on Yontif, on Erev Yontif, because there's no limud that it has to be zvicha v'shas achila. Only the Shalmei Simcha where we compare where it says the zavachta v'yachalta. So there we make a comparison between by Korban Chagiga and Korban Pesach. We don't do that. Only by the Shalmei Simcha. Yeah.
Can't we learn Asa Asay Derabim to be that it, whether an individual has a chiyuv of simcha or not, it's that Klal Yisrael has to be in simcha, which is consistent with the Rambam. He talks about the your wife and your children, what have you. Children don't have a chiyuv of simcha necessarily, but your chiyuv, so couldn't that be extended to Klal Yisrael has a chiyuv as a whole to be the simcha? So if it doesn't really matter, what women could still be, could have avelos, but
that's a possibility. It's a possibility.
Does anyone say that you can that a chiyuv derabim derabbanan theoretically could overpower a chiyuv deraisa of avelos?
No. Nobody says that. I want to conclude with an incredible bahag. And the Rabbeinu Tam's reaction to that bahag, Rabbi Yudai Gon. It's on page 6. It's cited by the Rush in our Gemara. See, it's a very, very long Rush, but I want to show you where it is. It's on the second opening bracket, Kosav Bahag, Kolos Abalach Kedolos. The Bahag says, Kosav Bahag, Heicha the Shachiv Shichva, the Yomtov Rishon, O Beyantov Sheni, O Becholoshomoe, O Beyom Rishon, Shel Shnei Yomim Tovim, Ho Achronim, Lo Nohagu Avelus Adenafke Kule Yomitova. If somebody dies first day of Pesach, second day of Pesach, Chol HaMoed, or Shvi Shel Pesach, there is no Avelus whatsoever on those days. No Avelus. Now, in theory, you could have buried him on Yom Tov. You're allowed to bury somebody on the first day, Al Yedei Akum, Al Yedei Nachrim. Second day can even be done Al Yisrael. And Chol HaMoed, everybody can do it. So it's not impossible to have generated a Chiyuv Avelus. So even if the person was buried on the first day of Yom Tov, or buried on the second day of Yom Tov, or buried Chol HaMoed, or buried on the seventh day of Pesach, says the Bahag, there is no Avelus until after Yom Tov. Avol Yoma Basra Mislak Solik Leminyan Yeshiva Yemei Avelus. But the eighth day, under those circumstances, the eighth day of Pesach counts as the first day of Shiva. That's what he Avol Yoma Basra Mislak Solik Leminyan Shiva Ayavelus Avol Lo Nohig Be Avelus Klav. Under those circumstances, we count the last day of Yom Tov as the first day of Shiva. We do it. We paskin like this. That if somebody dies first day Yom Tov, Chol HaMoed, Shvi Shel Pesach, and was buried already, we don't bury on Yom Tov, but if you bury on Chol HaMoed, you'll sit Shiva after Yom Tov, but the last day of Yom Tov, which is only Midrabbanan, counts as the first day of Avelus. However, Aval e shachiv le shichva biyantav sheni shal yomim achroinim nohig be avelus. But if somebody dies on the eighth day of Pesach, which is the second day of Yantav, of the last days, and he's buried, Jew or Gentile, you're allowed to bury Al Yedei Yisrael on the second day of Yantav, says the Bahag, you sit Shiva on the eighth day of Yantav. On the eighth day of Yom Tov. That's what the Bahag says. Why? The Asi Asay Vadai De Yachid Vidochi Asay De Sofek De Rabbim. Don't forget, the second day of Yom Tov was always a Sofek. They didn't know whether or not you had to observe that day as Yom Tov or not. Well, Avelus is a Vada. The person died. He was buried. So the Avelus of Vadai overpowers the Sofek of the mitzvah of Simcha that might be in effect or not. And therefore you sit Shiva on the last day of Yom Tov. This is what he said.
Is this back when it was a real suffix, or
no? You know, even first of all, in his time, there was a real suffix.
Right. Okay.
Still,
okay.
Yeah. 100%.
So now, would he say this also with the way?
We don't know.
With all our shitas,
we don't. We don't know.
All that Torah we have about.
Right. Now, Gam Rabbeinu Tam Zal Kasav. I skipped the line or two, where there's a little bays, and then it says, "V'gam Rabbeinu Tam Zal Kasav the lo samchinen al divrei bal halacha zal b'davar zeh." Now listen to the reason why the Rabbeinu Tam said, "Don't listen to the bal halacha gedolos." The Rav Yehuda Igon, bal halachot, the author of the Bahag is Rav Yehuda Igon. Ma'or einayim haya, he was blind. Upe'amim shahayu talmidav kotvin bishmo eit ashelot tzivar velo ola alibo. His students would write things in his name that he never said and would never even dreamt of. Now he's going to try to bring a proof from a Gemara Ksub, a very complicated case, and I don't want to get into that.
To bring a proof that he never would have said it.
No, that the halach is against him.
Oh, and therefore he never would have said
never it. Never would have said something. And many attacked the Rabbeinu Tam that his raya is no doubt. But my point is that the Rabbeinu Tam would have said, we're going to disagree with the Bahag because I can't believe that he said it. Not exactly the most compelling argument I've ever seen. And yet, all Balei Halacha paskin like the Rabbeinu Tam. Nobody today has accepted the Bahag, the Halacha, that if somebody dies on the last day Yontif and he was buried, did you sit Shiva? Nobody. And it's a very unusual argument. It's one of the many illustrations that Chaim Soloveitchik uses for the towering presence of the Rabbeinu Tam. What type of a force he was. Rav Yehuda Igon was two, three centuries earlier. And he was one of the great Geonim. Bahag is a very important sefer. And here the Rabbeinu says, because I don't believe that he ever said it. And therefore, the Bahag gained much greater notoriety. I mean, Rabbeinu Tam gained notoriety. But I have rarely seen an argument by any Rishon, I just don't believe that he said it. You can say that about anything. I don't believe he said it. So... you should know that there was such. I never, until I prepared this sugya, I never heard of this Bahag. But then I was looking at the Rush, and he quotes this Bahag. And I'm like, wow, unbelievable. So I saw it. You had to know it as well. Beyond the test. You can ask anybody around, they never heard of this. You call anybody upstairs in shul. You ever hear anybody say you're supposed to sit Shiva on the last day Yontif? If a person died on the last day Yontif, they'll never tell you that. All right, we'll stop here and we'll move on to the next sugya next week about a menuda, somebody who's excommunicated who has to observe some degrees of avelus. Should he be noheg his nidui on Yom Tov or not?